This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name's Simon Hartwell. I come from Poole, Dorset, and I'm on the Train for Trade Skills Plumbing Course Level 2.
Welcome to TFTS Radio. Today we're joined by Simon Hound, who has come all the way from Poole to do his plumbing practical training with Train for Trade Skills. Hi, Simon. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you, Milko.
Simon, just before we start the actual interview, could you just brief us on your career up to date, please?
Oh, my career up to date is I've basically been cooking all my life and just decided to change a couple of years ago. I do property maintenance now and I wanted to add plumbing to my services.
Oh, that's... So you're a qualified chef, you're a professional chef?
Yeah.
And how long did you work as a chef, Simon?
30 years nearly.
Wow. And after working in the cooking industry for almost a 30 years' time, you said.
Yeah.
What inspired you to enter the plumbing profession?
I just fancied a complete change. I knew little about plumbing, so it's something I wanted to learn.
So you fancied changing career. You phoned about TFTS and you came to do your practical training.
That's right.
How are you finding your practical training?
Yeah, it's. Some days are good, some days are bad. You know, sometimes you struggle to get your head around things, but generally it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what are the things you have been doing so far in your practical training?
Lots of pipe bending, soldering, bathroom installations, putting in water heaters, all stuff like that. Lots and lots of pipe work. Oh, they just need to be eager, willing to learn, generally just get on with everyone else and make friends, and it'll make it all easier to learn.
Absolutely. And in that way, are the tutors helpful in making that connection between the students and the practical training?
Yes, they are. Yeah, they're pretty easygoing, explain everything pretty well, and help you when you need the help.
Sure, absolutely. We have been entirely talking about the practical training, but before you came to do your practical training, you were given some materials and the virtual reality program.
Yeah.
I just wonder, how did you manage to combine your studying commitments with your everyday life?
It was difficult at first. You know, I ploughed through some of it and then slowed up at other stages when, you know, my workload was greater. And I just worked it around what I could do at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's quite flexible.
I mean, do you have any tips, perhaps, for students how they could do better?
Oh, I just need to take some time out and concentrate, go through the coursework, and you know, and just do it like that. Just allow some time, quiet time, to get through the coursework.
Did you have some kind of a routine or a schedule which you stick to in order to successfully complete the theoretical part of the course?
No, not really, because I have quite a busy life. Got small child, I have dogs, and working lots. So I just fit it in when I can, really.
So no what problem. Is the big plan for you, Simon, after you finish your course and become qualified? I know some people, they would like to set up their own business. You mentioned you have some involvement in the property maintenance business. What's the plan for you?
Well, I think I will probably go down the lines that I'm doing at the moment. I'm doing my property maintenance and just involve the plumbing into that. And then hopefully the plumbing will take over and I'll just continue on with that instead. But I'm just going to carry on doing a bit of both at the moment until the plumbing becomes more of a use to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like a perfect plan for you. And I'm sure the current qualification you're doing will help you to extend and expand your business. We wish you best of luck when you finish your course and when you qualify. Thank you very much for joining us today, Simon.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.